Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite unsolved mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. Who knows, we might even solve the case. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria.
Cool.
Web Crawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, shout outs, merch discounts. Please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become one of our Bimbo patrons. I just uploaded an episode and it's audio and video about Christmas murders and hijinks.
It's pretty good. I listened last night.
Get on that. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, but only if you're giving us a 5-star review. And also, Erio's has a hotline, 626-604-6262. Give us a call and we will play your voicemails on our mini episodes. Melissa, who are our new patrons?
We've got Sierra, Rebecca, Kim, Dominique, and Mark. Those are all really good names.
It's actually the musician Sierra, Rebecca Romaine Stamos, and Kim Kardashian, which is crazy.
Dominique Dawes, the gymnast.
Dominique Dawes and Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. Yeah. So welcome to the team, guys. Yeah.
I like that the first Mark that we both thought of was Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath. Is like, is there another Mark? I can't even think of a single other Mark. So welcome to the team. Our main episode. Oh, Mark from Blink-182.
Hoppus.
Mark Hoppus. Because I just looked at, we're going to discuss a Blink-182 member today.
Oh.
So today is all alien and UFO day, guys.
Yes.
Recently, the former head of Israel's defense military said that aliens are not only real, but there is a galactic federation with underground posts on Mars that we're not a part of, but we have been in contact with. This, of course, made us web crawlers go, huh? So between that and the fact that Tom DeLonge of Blink-182's UFO videos have turned out to be real.
That's right.
Yes. The government, like, verified saying, these are unidentified flying objects. We do not know what they are. We decided to dedicate yet another episode to aliens and UFOs. Plus, we have friend of the pod and fan favorite UFOologist John Tenney to explain to us what exactly all this is and what it's all about. So let's get into it. first things first, Melissa, I sent you a tweet that kind of inspired my whole interest in this UFO gate. And it's a super funny audio of this guy pretending what a meeting between the Galactic Federation and America would sound like.
How fast are your teleporters? No teleporters. Flying cars?
No.
A high-speed train that goes around the planet?
No, you don't have that either. Okay.
Does everyone have health care? Is there enough food to go around? It looks like some people are starving. You do have enough food. Then why isn't it logistics? Starving because of logistics. Have you colonized any other planets? Not even Mars? It's right down the street.
I mean, things could be worse, right?
Imagine if you were still fighting over resources. Oh, you do? Big wars? Oh, and you have a pandemic. Right now, you have a pandemic. Oh, no, it's Jason. Bring the sanitizer. Thank you. Oh, you still have prisons. Oh, Jason, they still have prisons. What is no homo? Why did you turn the wolf into the pug?
Good question.
Okay, well, I think that should be enough. We'll see you soon. Bye. Jason, burn their application. It's disgusting. The whole planet. Can you imagine?
That's funny. That's funny.
Neither
That's
Melissa funny. Nor Maria really cracked a smile during that, but I
thought
it was funny.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was just very, very true.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
It was too real.
So anyways, let's get into the idea of aliens and UFOs. First thing I think we need to distinguish is the fact that UFO does not necessarily mean alien from another planet.
Right.
No, that would be from AAP. That would be an AAP.
Alien
from another planet.
AFAP.
Alien from another planet. Right. So a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. So that means we just don't know what it is. So usually, like, our first thing is to attribute that to aliens, but who knows? One thing that interests me is that aliens, or suspected aliens and UFOs go as far back as the Bible.
They do?
Yes. And it can be interpreted that as opposed to God speaking in the Bible, it's actually extraterrestrial beings. There's a belief, and it's funny because we actually talked a little bit about it with Enemy of the Pod, Flat Earther.
you mean my one true enemy?
your arch nemesis. That, is it God that's ruling over us? Or
is it odd?
Or is it odd? Or is it alien overlords who have actually created us as a species and who are ruling over Earth?
That's what Mike from 90 Day Fiancé also believes. Yes. If you're a 90 Day Fiancé head.
Yes, that it's aliens who are our religion. So let's get into aliens in the Bible. This is a classic Ali Siegel episode, written episode.
I love it.
Okay, so Ancient Aliens in the Bible, which is a book, says that Lamech's wife gave birth to the son of an angel with glowing eyes. Is that an alien? Mm. Moses was led to the promised land by UFOs. We'll get more into about that. And Noah's great-grandfather, Enoch, got actually a heavenly tour of space, that he was abducted and went up into space. And this is all quoted actually in biblical verses. So Ezekiel 1:1-28. It says, in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the exiles by the Chebar Canal, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. Now keep an open mind about what God might be. On the fifth day of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King something. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans by the Chebar Canal, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud with the brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually, and in the midst of the fire, as if it were a gleaming metal. And from the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures.
Four.
And this was their appearance. They had a human likeness, and then it continues. So in the Bible, this dude sees a big cloud that's bright with flashing lights, and then metal comes out of the cloud, and then four human-like creatures come out of this metal.
That sounds like a spaceship to me.
Yeah, that sounds like aliens for sure.
Yeah, you're telling me, kid. Okay, so then Zechariah 5:1-2, it says, "Again, I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, 'What do you see?' I answered, 'I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width 20 cubits.'" And then it says again, flying, another thing about a flying scroll. Who knows what scroll? I mean, this is all translation over several different languages. Who knows what a quote unquote flying scroll is?
When maybe I think of a flying UFO. Scroll, it's just like a piece of paper with like a tie around it. Just
blowing
like,
in the wind.
Yeah.
But what's 20 cubits by 10 cubits? Like that seems big, right?
What's a cubit?
I have no idea. Give it a goog.
Okay. So 10 cubits is 15 feet.
Okay, so that's huge. Oh. 20 cubits by 10 cubits, that's like that's huge.
Yeah, that's space. That's a size of a spaceship. But here, it's, basically it says here that's a size of a spaceship.
Yeah, that's what that's the equivalency. that's the measurement equivalency. And then here's another one that says this, Ezekiel 1:16. "As for the appearance of the wheels and their construction, their appearance was like that of gleaming beryl, and the four had the same likeness, their appearance and construction being as if it were a wheel within a wheel." So this is talking about some sort of machine that's in the sky, again, coming out of a cloud that looks circular with wheels attached to it.
A flying car.
I mean, just saying. So there's also like a lot of stuff about these characters or people that we know from the Bible being kind of like visited or having encounters or even abductions. So Elijah allegedly saw quote unquote chariot of fire. So if you were to take that literally, like, was that a UFO? Who knows?
Oh.
2 Kings 2:11. Elijah was taken up by quote unquote several chariots for a quote unquote tour of heaven. He was taken up into the sky and then he was never seen again.
Oh.
So is this an alien abduction story? Like,
sounds like it.
He was taken up to a tour of heaven and then he was never seen again. Like it didn't say he died. It said he was taken up to a tour of the skies and then never seen again.
Oh my God. So like, was Jesus an alien? Is that what Mary was like abducted? She got impregnated. Implanted. She came back. Yeah, she got implanted. She came back down. And then Jesus was this alien baby.
Like Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
An alien. Yeah.
Mary's the Sigourney of the Bible.
Yes. And Jesus is the alien.
Yes. He's the predator. So then, we all know the story of Moses getting the commandments, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So in that story, Moses goes on top of a mountain and then he's surrounded by this cloud. He spends some time, quote unquote, like talking to God while he's like immersed in this cloud. And then he comes out of the cloud glowing with the commandment tablets.
Well, that's not normal.
So the people who believe in this alien conspiracy are like, okay, so he was abducted. He went up in a UFO in this cloud. And then the aliens gave him commandments of how humans should be living on Earth. And then he came down with the commandments.
Well, I love that. I love that the aliens abducted him just so they could be like, look, we're
here's some
like,
rules.
Just, like, do unto others as you'd have done unto you. Like, please,
don't fuck
like,
your neighbor's don't wife.
Don't covet your neighbors. Like,
it's so funny to think just, about. Like,
you know, just like really practical good things that Moses is like, okay, yeah, cool, these are like really sound.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
also, why am I glowing now?
Yeah.
And then to answer your question, Maria, about Jesus, on in Mark 9:2-4, I have to look more into this, but there's a passage that says, "And Jesus was transfigured before them, And then he appears before Moses and Elijah. Here, Elijah had already been missing. So Elijah had been disappeared since this alien communication. And then Moses had been allegedly visited by aliens already when he received the commandments. So like you're saying, was this like Jesus and Moses and Elijah were people who had contact with alien beings? Like, were they special ones who were chosen by the aliens to kind of like create a new civilization? So who knows? And then I sent this to the group chat.
Is this the picture you sent? That freaky, yes. That freaky ass? Yeah, that was scary as hell.
So there's a HuffPost article called Look, Is That a UFO Over Jesus's Head? And they're no joke, are all these biblical paintings from like 1350 or between the 14th to 18th century. And they're biblical paintings of Jesus and Mary, etc. And they literally have, there's UFOs in the background.
There's guys flying in pods. Oh, yeah. Like there's guys flying in little mini pods.
Yes. You Crazy. Can't deny it. And then there's another painting from the National Gallery in London. It's called, it's from 1486, The Annunciation with Saint Amadeus by Carlo Crivelli. You can look it up. And there's what looks like a flying saucer in the sky.
Shooting down.
And it's shooting a gold light.
Shooting a beam.
Onto a beam into Mary's bedroom.
Into her head.
That's when she's impregnating.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah. It's like, it looks like there's a circular cloud. And it's shooting gold light into Mary. And then
okay, this one with the one with the disc in the air and then the beams coming down is so scary to
yeah,
me.
I mean, that's like a pretty you can take that pretty literally. Then there's another one from the 15th century, Madonna and Child with the infant Saint John, and it's Mary praying over her kids, and there's like legit just like a UFO in the background.
That's so funny. Yeah. It's like not even in focus. It's literally just like, what's going on?
Like, it's just a made, like someone added it after the fact.
Oh my god. And then they have, if you go to we'll post the link to this, but then they do a close-up and you could see there's a guy looking
at
the UFO.
God. There's a guy, literally, there's a Tom DeLonge there being like, oh my God.
I gotta tell the world about this. I have to leave
screw
my
this
band.
Yeah. Screw this band. I got info.
So Google the article, Look, Is That a UFO Over Jesus's Head? It's a HuffPost article. And you will see there's crazy. Literally a ton of biblical art that genuinely shows UFOs in the background. You can see these in museums around the world. This isn't photoshopped. This is real.
This isn't scribbled in shit on the wall. You know what I mean? This isn't
real,
like,
shit.
Some...
Which is where Maria finds most of her art.
that's the only art I like.
Yeah. Okay, so what are aliens?
Ooh, this should be good.
And there's several different types of aliens. I asked my brother what he thought aliens were.
Oh, no.
And here's two different ideas that he had. He said, first of all, it might be actually us from the future.
Oh.
And we've done so much damage to ourselves within the next few decades or centuries that we end up looking like, you know, like the Grays or whatever, you know, we envision aliens to look like.
Oh, like radiation, like glowing.
Yeah. And so now aliens are going back in time to try to get our current genetic data to see if they can kind of like normalize civilization again. That's one idea.
Interesting.
Also, as opposed to like galactic beings, like they're on other planets, maybe aliens are interdimensional. Because it would take so long to travel, unless they have the technology, which they might, but it would take so long to travel from like one planet to another that they're probably interdimensional beings, that they aren't really from other planets, that maybe they're from other dimensions or another time. However, MUFON has, which we've talked about, which is, what does MUFON stand for? The Mutual UFO Network.
Right.
Like, who is it mutual between? That's funny. Has listed the types of aliens that there are and their qualities. And this is from their book, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. The ultimate guide to grays, reptilians, hybrids, and Nordics, which I guess are all the different types. So I'm going to explain them to you just in case you come across one, so you know. The first is called the Sagittarians. Sagittarians look like Earth humans. They range from about 8 to 12 feet tall. So I guess in that way, they're probably not very Earth-like. So maybe like basketball players.
Basketball players are like 6 feet.
Oh my God. Allie thought basketball players were 8 to 10 tall. Feet.
Like the Space Jam, like the Monstars. Those
yeah, the Monstars.
Basketball players are like.
My mistake. My mistake.
You know, 8 feet tall, like Michael Jordan.
Anyways, as I was saying, Sagittarians are very angelic, pure, and refined. Their eyes shape can be linear or slanty. Their belief system is Sagittarians believe in the cosmic law of one. They are connected to the unseen universe from which all things flow. And they believe in the unity of intelligence. They are geniuses of the physical, biological, and psychological sciences. They're the scientists of the alien race. And it says, like the Draconians and the Greys, they lost their connection to the source and were unable to ascend to the next dimension of consciousness. So then there's the Alpha Albino Drax. Their physical characteristics is that they're 10 to 20 feet.
Like soccer players.
Like volleyball players. Yeah. They are monstrous creatures. They're winged with arms and claw-like hands. Powerhouse bodies and muscles of steel. They have white scaly skin. They're the royalty, apparently.
But who's making these things up? Like, what? Who?
Well, that's the thing. It's like these aren't facts. Like, so as I'm reading them, I'm like, who? It's these MUFON lunatics.
Yeah, but do they all live in the same universe, or are these like the?
Different worlds? I don't know. We're going to have to ask John when he comes on. John is like a ufologist, which I don't even really know what that means. So we can ask him. But he just told me he was on NPR speaking about...
he was?
Kidding.
Speaking about aliens. I think speaking
about...
So
he's ready to slum it.
Yeah. Then there's the digital immortals. A digital immortal is a hairless human standing uniformly 6 feet tall. So
like swimmers.
Looks like the Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. They're androgynous and sexless.
Ryan Lochte.
Yes. They are categorized as super beings. They come to get data. Then there are the Greys, and that's what we know most commonly as aliens. They're only 4 to 5 feet tall. So
I have a couple friends, Ben and Paisley Gray. Yes.
Yeah, Paisley came on an episode and said she went to Bohemian Grove.
Oh,
so maybe she's an alien.
I don't trust her.
Yeah, their heads are oversized. They have thin frames, lean arms and legs.
They are very skinny.
Yeah.
They have large, dark, bulbous eyes, big ass heads. They're more menacing, it says. And they are here to complete some sort of service at the cost of any other species.
Mm.
And then the Sasani beings. Because of the successful hybridization of the Greys and humans on Earth, the Sasani feel a kinship to us. So it seems like maybe the Sasani are alien human hybrids.
Yeah.
So any of us could essentially be a Sasani.
What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
But I don't get it, because if these are all the different classes of aliens that the MUFON people are into, no one's ever seen one of the 12-foot tall aliens out in the wild, have they?
I think people are alleging that they have. I think these MUFON people are like, I have seen aliens this big.
Oh, okay. News to me.
Remember, we met that guy. We interviewed him where he said, I was abducted.
Yeah, but it's always the grays. It's always those gray guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's funny also is that, like, I was thinking about this idea that it's, you know, maybe we ruined all our genetic data and it's us from the future coming back to get, like, genetics. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. but why are they only abducting people who live in trailers in, like, the middle of Kentucky to get their genetics? Like, why? Like, wouldn't they want to get, like...
So they wouldn't be seen.
Yeah. You can't come into L.A., into Silver Lake, yeah. and, like, pluck someone out of, you know, a big neighborhood.
Because then they'll just tweet about it.
Yeah.
As soon as they get home. They'll Insta story.
But wouldn't you want, like, Brad Pitt's DNA and not, like, Joe Meth Head?
Joe Meth Head.
Joe Meth Head.
Yeah. Okay, so more and more, this is all getting, like, legitimized. I mean, I don't know about this, like, reptilian Sagittarians 12-foot tall aliens, but the government is starting to recognize that UFOs are real. Project Blue Book in the 70s was like the first kind of realization from the government that, like, okay, UFOs are a thing. What's, like, so funny to you right now?
Dolly just came running in and 2 seconds later Asher was following her running as well, and he looked so happy.
Yeah, they're in love. They're boyfriend and girlfriend. And I've
are being, they like, really is
yeah
that
they're
so
not
nice?
Brother and sister, they're a boyfriend and girlfriend. And oh, I'm being, officially. I live with a throuple now. Yeah, I'm like being kicked out of my house. So Project Blue Book was conducted by the United States Air Force, and it started in 1952. However, a termination order was given in 1969. Nice. And it was to determine if UFOs were a threat to national security, and it was also to analyze UFO data. Finally, it was released under the Freedom of Information Act. But prior to that, this was all confidential.
Oh, right.
It released a lot of information regarding, like, UFO sightings that were done, that were seen by the military and by the Navy, and sightings that, like, the military were actually looking into. And there were congressional hearings on it in 1966 by the House Committee of Armed Services to look into, like, the threat of actual UFOs to society. To that effect, like, presidents have gone on record about alien sightings. Jimmy Carter, president from 1977 to 1981, reported to have seen a UFO before.
Oh, that's right.
In Leary, Georgia in 1969. While governor of Georgia, he said that he wanted to actually file a legitimate report with the UFO Bureau, which he did in 1973. He said in an interview, all of a sudden, he was with a group of men. One of the men looked up and said, look over in the west. And there was a bright light in the sky. We all saw it. And then the light, it got closer and closer to us. And then it stopped. I don't know how far away, but it stopped beyond the pine trees. And all of a sudden, it changed color to blue, and then it changed to red, and then it changed to white. And we were trying to figure out what in the world it can be, and then it receded into the distance.
Mm.
Whoa.
So he's seen a UFO. President Roosevelt, apparently in a document, said, we have to use our non-terrestrial know-how in atomic energy. It must be used in perfecting super weapons of war to effect the complete defeat of Germany and Japan.
Wow.
So he was alleging that we have, like, extraterrestrial knowledge in energy, and we have to use that knowledge to make, like, nuclear weapons. Dwight Eisenhower said that we have atomic secrets learned from celestial devices. Who knows what that means? And then also he labeled something called the Foo Fighters. Not the band.
Okay.
Oh.
He was the first member of the Foo Fighters. Now, the Foo Fighters, which I didn't realize, were the name that they gave for unidentified objects during the war.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either. So they thought that it was probably German intelligence or German technology that they weren't privy to yet.
Right.
But during the war, Navy pilots, Air Force pilots, kept, or the Navy has pilots, right?
The Navy has pilots.
Yeah. So pilots kept reported seeing like weird lights that would appear and then disappear, flight patterns that they had never seen before, or objects that were moving in ways that they weren't familiar with. The government gave the name of unexplainable lights during war. They called them Foo Fighters.
Whoa, that's fun.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. And then the other UFOs.
Oh, go ahead. Say what you're going to say, though, Melissa. I feel like there was a joke coming and I cut her off.
It wasn't a joke.
No, it was a joke. Not- it was. It's not your... You don't decide what Melissa was a joke or not.
Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't realize other, Melissa was going to talk. One of the other UFOs is called a Dave Grohl.
All right.
It wasn't even... It. It's
How
not
dare
worth
you,
it.
Melissa, know that I stood up for you. I stood up for you to say that joke, and that's what you said? I put my neck out on the line for you.
So anyways, these Foo Fighters. The term Foo Fighters was used by Allied aircraft pilots during World War II to describe various UFOs or mysterious aerial phenomenon. It was named by the 415th Night Fighter Squadron, who kept seeing these during the period. They assumed that they were just German war planes, but they were unexplainable. The Robertson panel explored possible explanations. The Robertson panel was a government organization. For instance, that they were electrostatic phenomenon similar to St. Elmo's fire. They had weird electromagnetic activity, all these like quote unquote Foo Fighters that would come into contact. And they were named after like the nonsense word foo, like fooey. Like what are these?
Fooey. Fooey. The Fooey Fighters.
The big thing that came out recently was this weird Galactic Federation thing. So on December 8th, the Jerusalem Post published an article with the following headline. The Galactic Federation has supposedly been in contact with Israel and the U.S. for years, but are keeping themselves a secret to prevent hysteria until humanity is ready.
Mm.
And this is released by Chaim Eshed, who was the former head of Israel's Defense Military Space Directorate. However, let it be known that he has a book coming out soon.
Oh. Mm.
So a lot of this is this like, is this publicity for his book? Like, who knows what's going on? He said, the unidentified flying objects have asked not to publish that they are here. Humanity is not ready yet. He told the newspaper, as Shed said, cooperation agreements have been signed between the species, which alleges that the aliens and humans are able to speak in some sort of written language with one another. And then I guess like contracts or something that they do and understand and like obey by, including an underground base in the depths of Mars.
Ooh.
Yes, sick. Where there are American astronauts and alien representatives.
Just hanging out.
That's fun.
Yeah. Which like is literally from the movie Men in Black. Like I think this guy saw Men in Black and like had a fever dream. There is an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here.
Oh.
So saying that human like the presidents and government have signed off on like abductions or human experiments by aliens. Eshed added that President Donald Trump was aware of the extraterrestrials' existence, and he's been on the verge of revealing information, but was told not to in order to avoid mass hysteria. I think that if Trump knew about aliens, he would have said something in 5 minutes.
I think so, too.
Yeah. He would have been on some sort of Adderall steroid binge and would have just been like, also
be
aliens
like, if
are real.
You guys want to know about aliens, re-elect me and I'll
yes.
tell you about aliens.
Like there's no way yeah. he would have kept that secret. Eshed continued saying they meaning the aliens, have been waiting until today for humanity to develop and reach a stage where we will understand in general what space and spaceships are. His claims followed the release and declassification of all those Tom DeLonge videos from 2004 and 2015 and reports of top secret Pentagon programs. In July, the Pentagon stated that the program was disbanded, but a Senate committee report from June revealed spending on a program called the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. So money is being spent on these alleged programs. Astrophysicist and former consultant for the UFO program since 2007, Eric W. Davis, told the New York Times in July that he gave a classified briefing to the Defense Department agency as early as March regarding off-world vehicles not made of this earth. And in September, the U.S. Navy acknowledged that three UFO videos that were released by former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge and published by the New York Times were real. So we're going to have John Tenney on. He's been on before. He was in for our seance episode. He's a witch, a paranormal expert, and a UFOologist to tell us all about, like, what's going on here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, weirdos.
So, John, what is a, first of all, is it a UFOologist or a ufologist?
Ufologist.
It's neither. It's ufologist.
I've been pronouncing it wrong the whole episode. What else is new? How does one become that?
By studying UFOs. I mean, there's no real way. You can't get a degree in it or anything.
I bet you could.
Yet.
Yet, but I guess you're all ufologists right now since you're talking and discussing UFOs. So welcome to the club.
Sick. I'm adding that to my bio. Okay. So first and foremost, that was like so not
very commonly though in like the community, like very commonly we call ourselves ufologists.
I like that.
Sick burn.
Sick self burn. Yeah. Okay. So first and foremost, just generally pop off about what you think we should know.
Pop off.
Or I could start with specific questions, but I feel like there's stuff that you think, like baseline stuff you think we should know.
Baseline stuff you should know. So for as long as there have been humans, they've seen weird things in the sky.
Yeah.
For as long as there have been humans, we have had some kind of thought or idea that there are brothers, sisters, and fathers and mothers that live in the sky that come and visit us. Mm. We've formed religions around that throughout all of history. It seems quite odd that there's no good reason why we should have those ideas, and yet they persist, and people continue to see things in the sky that they don't understand and continue to claim that they're meeting with people from outer space that we can't really, you can disprove some of it, but it happens at such a great level, you would think that there would be a lot of investigation and money put into it, but people say like, no, you're just crazy, so we're not going to study it. Yet if something was happening for 3,000 years to millions of people, you would think there would be some money put toward it.
Mm-hmm. We talked about aliens in the Bible.
Sure.
Yeah, there are all those photos or paintings, not photos.
Yeah, there are all those photos, you know, those classic photos. No, but there's actually like biblical paintings that are in museums now that show UFOs or some sort of unidentified objects in the background of them.
Right. And you have to remember, like, these are people historically that never saw an airplane. They never saw a rocket.
Right.
And so when when they said they saw something in the sky, they had to use their own frame of reference. So they would say a ship, or they would describe it as a boat, or they would try and find other words. Like you said, in the Bible, there's a whole chapter of Ezekiel where Ezekiel talks about seeing God come down in a fiery cloud, and he's described as like a wheel within a wheel.
Yeah.
Landing pads. And like, he's trying really hard to describe technology, but he doesn't have the words or the frame of reference to do it correctly.
Oh my God, how embarrassing for him.
Idiot.
And in the Bible too, you know, when Moses and was wandering the desert, he was led by a pillar of fire in the sky, and at night it became a bright star, and they followed it, and it left a smoke trail so they could follow it. So like, they're trying to describe something. At the same time too, like, we don't know what they're trying to describe. We just know that they don't have a good frame of reference for it.
Right. And we talked about when Moses got the commandments, that he was like, went up to the mount and was surrounded in like a cloud and disappeared for a while, and then came up with these like rules. Like, could he have been abducted?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, there's some curious things about when he goes to the mountain. It gets surrounded by the huge cloud. He goes up. There's a bright flaming light on top. I've always found this really interesting. God tells him, like, I can do anything. I'm about to give you the rules for humanity, but you have to turn away. You can't look at me because you'll be blind. But the thing is like, if God can do anything, can't he like turn it down for like 30 seconds while he's talking to Moses? like he's like, no, I'm so bright and I'm so powerful. Like, you can't even gaze upon me. And so then what was that? Is it some kind of radiation, or was it really some kind of bright light that they just couldn't turn off for whatever reason, like some illumination?
Maybe the dimmer switch was broken.
It was broken.
Right.
The radiation thing is interesting, because we had talked about a theory that maybe aliens are just us from the future, having been really fucked up genetically from like radiation or pollution or whatever. And that it's us coming back to now, trying to fix, you know, the current climate so that things don't end up, you know, horribly for us.
Yeah, that's a somewhat popular idea, because when you look at all of the original kind of modern contactee reports of people in the 1940s, 50s and 60s, all the aliens look like humans.
Yeah.
But their message is, don't mess around with atomic energy. Try and be nice to each other. Don't pollute the planet. Like, they have this overwhelming message of like, you have to start being nice to each other. You can't fight with each other.
And that's the opposite of what we are doing currently.
Right, exactly. And so this is weird when you talk about time travel too. So like, if you look at the abductions that happened in the 90s and 2000s, where it's like small gray creatures with big eyes and they're abducting people, if aliens are us moving backwards in our time, then that means the abductions and stuff in the 2000s and 90s are us in the future abducting people and saying, no, that didn't work. So then they go further back in time. They look more human and they start telling people, don't mess around with the planet and don't use atomic energy.
Oh,
so as you go further back, they start to look more human.
Oh, yeah, that's
crazy.
Interesting.
Two things. To the effect of like, when the aliens are like, take care of the environment and things like that. Remember, there was that large alien sighting at that school. I can't remember.
In Rua. In yeah.
Yeah. And the message all the kids got was like, the aliens told us to be nice to the environment and like to recycle.
Yeah.
They're like, the aliens came to our playground and told us all to recycle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then also, our question was also like, if aliens are coming back to do genetic testing on us, why are they always doing it from like bum fucks in the middle of nowhere? Like, wouldn't they want some prime DNA?
Well, that's where you get into like, what's an alien and what's like the government using aliens as a way to like do things to us? Like, if they could convince people that they're doing testing, they would use rural folk who don't mean very much.
Oh,
we're aliens, and that's the memory people have.
It's like
I don't think aliens, our motivations for aliens seem so strange to me, because we apply like human logic to aliens.
Right.
And so someone says like, why don't aliens ever land on the White House lawn? Like, if they're real, why don't they just land in the middle of Los Angeles and like reveal themselves? But the thing is, if you're a hyper-dimensional, highly advanced technological race that can traverse the inky blackness of space,
right,
like your technology is so advanced. I always tell people, like, the analog is, when is the last time anybody flew to Japan to explain math to a cat? Like, you just wouldn't do it. It's ridiculous. Not it wouldn't recently. Understand.
Yeah.
It wouldn't know what
I'd
you're doing.
I'd be interested in doing that, actually.
Yeah, that actually sounds right up Melissa's alley, to be honest.
Have you been to those cat cafes in Japan? Those cats are...
That would be a cats. Nightmare for me. I'm allergic to cats. Okay, so what are your thoughts on this whole Galactic Federation thing that's recently come up? Yeah. Is that like a ploy from this guy who wants publicity for his book, or do we think that there's some sort of substance to that? What are your thoughts?
So the first thing is, he was doing an interview talking about all the things that he thinks about, and he started talking in one section. He started speculating about other UFO books that he had read, and he started talking about... Some people think that there are galactic civilizations, and some people have written that the government is in contact with UFOs. And then when it gets translated and then sent out to the major presses, they start pulling clips where he is like, and then he started talking about a galactic civilization and how the government's, and then it got all blown out of proportion. And he was actually quoting like some pretty crazy racist conspiracy theorists.
Oh, wow.
And so it becomes super problematic. Yeah, he was talking about a book called Behold a Pale Horse by a guy named Bill Cooper. And that is a very problematic book, and Bill's story is pretty wild and crazy. But we also know that all those alien contacts and stuff, there have been stories of galactic federations and galactic civilizations, and that people have been in contact, whether it's the Eltherius Society, which is a UFO church that still exists.
What? Wait, tell us more about that. What's that?
The Eltherius Society was formed by a guy named George King back in the 50s. He was a mountain climber, and he started doing transcendental meditation.
That'll get you every time.
He started channeling Jesus and Hercules from outer space.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And then he started channeling a being called Eltherius. Mm. And so he created a church. And there's a big one in Los Angeles. There's one in my hometown too. And they build these boxes that they channel all of their good meditative energy into, and then they spread it out all over the earth to try and create peace.
We should go there. So, I took transcendental meditation at the David Lynch Foundation, and now I get constant emails about if I want to see Katy Perry do transcendental meditation. And I'm like, get me out of here. I'd rather do TM with the Altheans.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, so there have been forever, there have been stories about galactic federations. And that guy was just mentioning that he had read books. And again, no matter how smart you are or like what your history is, like, people are crazy. Like, and people can say crazy things. Anyone, just because I know a lot of PhDs and a lot of good scientists that are bonkers, nuts, like they get that way from being really smart. Yeah. And sometimes they believe really crazy things.
It's a curse. That's why I'm glad that I have a low IQ.
My question is, you know, all that being said, you know, there's this new, I haven't seen it yet, but there's this new phenomenon documentary that just came out and all that stuff. So and it seems like now people are saying like, oh, the government is starting to talk about this stuff they never were talking about before. Do you think there's validity to that, or do you think it's just people grasping onto things that aren't really there?
I think that, so it's hard because I've done this for, you know, 30 years. And so I have the ability, just from being in it for so long, to see trends. And one of the kind of cyclical trends is the government is going to disclose UFOs. Like, right. I've been through this like four or five times just in 30 years, but it's like in the 1940s, you know, the government created Project Sign to study UFOs. And then that became Project Grudge. And then that became Project Blue Book. And then so the government has always been studying UFOs. They've always been interested in it because they want to know if it's something we should be defended against, if it's some kind of threat to the United States. You know, the military loves a good way to generate some revenue. But the other thing is, too, we have to realize, I do, and I say this on Twitter to people when they get really excited, they're like, oh, this former military guy is talking about, you know, UFOs. And it's like, well, when Project Sign and Project Grudge were created, like Major Donald Kehoe from the United States Air Force was one of the guys who like wrote one of the first books on flying saucers. Oh, and great. J. Allen Hynek, who just had that huge, they did a Project Blue Book television show.
Yeah.
He was the astronomer at the University of Chicago who believed in UFOs. And Gerald Ford, when Michigan had a huge sighting flap in 1966, he went on the floor of the Congress and called for UFOs. Dennis Kucinich got on the floor and called for a UFO investigation.
Kucinich like, this called is... for UFO investigation?
Yeah,
that's cool.
He saw UFOs like 3 days after talking to Shirley MacLaine. Like, no one ever talks about that story.
That's amazing.
But this has always happened. We've just never had communication technology the way we have now. Now it seems like a big deal because it seems like everybody's talking about it. And people said, well, it's never been this big before. But like in 1994, Larry King did a 4-hour UFO special. And in 1994, that was a big deal in 1994.
Was that the same year that Alien Autopsy?
It was right around that time. Yeah.
Is that the guy who I matched with on the Jewish dating app?
Yeah, his son. You matched with his son.
The guy who faked the UFO autopsy, I matched with his son on a Jewish dating app. But he stopped talking to me.
Maybe you can find out some more. Yeah. You still have a lot of questions about that.
And his son was in that movie. His son is an actor who's in Jojo Rabbit. Fun fact.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Okay, I do have a question. So I feel like every time I tweet about Tom DeLonge, you don't like it. What are your thoughts on Tom DeLonge?
It's one of those, I just have one of those personally, and I know that this is work I have to do. Like, I know this is work on my own personality, but like, Tom DeLonge is one of those people who is like, oh, I'm going to be into UFOs now, and then tweets it out, and then everybody's like, holy shit, Tom DeLonge is the go-to person to talk to about UFOs. Right. And then he tweets, like, really well-known fakes, and he's like, look at this
shit.
And then and then people like me are like, that's actually the Riverside UFO, that's a hubcap someone threw in the air in 1957, and he won't respond. But he'll keep like, and look at this one, and then there's another fake photograph, and then people are like, he's the best, we need to go to him for information. And so he creates To the Stars Academy,
because
he has money. He brings in a bunch of people to work for him who have all have really sketchy histories with UFOs, like have had pasts where they fake stuff and they've driven people insane with fakes and stuff.
Oh my God.
But they've worked for the government and now they have funding again and now they're back and no one remembers 1990. And so he's like, now look, I have all these old timers who are supporting me. And people are like, he does know what's going on. And there's a group of UFO researchers who are really serious about it, who are like, we're sliding backwards again. Like, here come these same hoaxers from 30 years ago.
Shit. Okay, yeah. I get it. We should take down our Tom DeLonge shirt. Because I don't want
but
any
But he
hoaxers.
Did tweet that video that did turn out to be real, though, right?
Yeah, but a broken clock's right once a day.
Twice a day.
I agreed with you immediately. I was like, that's right. but even that video that he tweeted out, like that video was on the internet for like 8 years before Tom tweeted it out.
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
Yeah, it was sitting on websites for a long time. Yeah. And then he tweeted that out and was like, look at this.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of a sudden, boom, it blows up. And so I appreciate that he can bring people into the fold. But at the same time, like whenever anyone tells you like, this is the real deal, I know what's going on, those are really problematic people.
Yes.
Like, because no one knows what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, there's no expertise, especially in a forum like this.
Right.
Right.
There's only theories. Okay. So I think I covered my questions. Pop off about UFOs, Tom DeLonge, Galactic Federation. Do you guys have any other questions?
Have you guys ever seen a UFO?
No.
I think I saw like a meteor or an asteroid once when I was in an airplane, and I might have been just drunk on a Bloody Mary and Xanax, but I saw like a flying bright thing like speed by the window.
Oh, that's scary.
Melissa's husband's seen a UFO.
Oh, yeah, in Sweden. He talked about it on an episode like a year ago. Like when he was a kid,
was
he was out walking his dog and like this giant shadowy thing, like triangular thing with three lights on it, just like slowly moved over him when he was like a kid walking his dog. And he was like, what the fuck was that? And he swears, he's like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Have you, John?
I've seen a couple of weird things in the sky, but I think I've talked about this before. Like Greg and Dana Newkirk, yeah. Mm-hmm. We interviewed this guy who was an abductee, who said he was an abductee. And so we wanted to interview him like in the field where he said he got abducted. And we wanted to interview him on the anniversary of his abduction.
Oh my God. So
we got all of our cameras and everything together and we drove out to this field in the middle of nowhere. And we set up like all these tarps and lights and we started interviewing him. And as we started interviewing him, like a lightning storm started. And it's great because we have all this stuff on film and it's so crazy. So this lightning storm starts and Greg and Dana and I are like, and his name's Bill. Bill is like, you know, just a lightning storm. Don't worry about it. So then like we could hear it starting to rain. We had this one of those cheap blue tarps on the ground, mm-hmm. you know, the really crinkly ones. And so we could hear it starting to rain. And then all of a sudden we realized like it wasn't raining on our tarp. And so like at one point, like I reach my arm out past the tarp and bring it back in and my arm is soaking wet. And it's raining all around us, but it's not raining on us.
What?
And Bill looks up and he's like, they won't let it rain on us. Don't worry about it. And Greg and Dan and I were like, we got to get the fuck out of here right now. And we did. We like packed up all our equipment and ran. As soon as we turned off the cameras and started moving, like it downpoured on us. And we got back to the car and all of the time codes on our cameras were all fucked up.
No, like
our batteries had drained. It was all fucking crazy. I hate thinking about it.
Oh, God. You know, I never believed in aliens or UFOs until recently. My mind is like open to the idea of it, but not in like the classic way. Like, I don't think it's like you go up and they probe you. Like, I don't know. I don't not in like the movie kind of way, but I am definitely open to the idea of something like greater than us that isn't like God or something like that. That is.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Here. Or present.
Well, and people talk about too, like when I was talking earlier about like super high technology and ancient advanced civilizations, like we're at this point now where we're like, is there any way we could put our mind in a computer? Like human beings are trying to figure out how to become kind of non-corporeal.
Yeah.
Right? So if you have a technology, if you have someone who figured that out 50,000 years ago and they traveled the universe, not in ships, but like as like spirit forms, just containing their information, like when they got to the planet, they'd be ghosts to us.
Totally,
like they wouldn't have a physical form and they might be able to interact with our dreams. And like, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
So I'm slowly through doing this podcast becoming a convert. So I'd be interested to see what our listeners think too. John, per usual, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate your time.
Anytime.
And you were recently where on NPR discussing this?
Yeah, we just they had me on NPR talking about the guy and his Galactic Federation.
Oh, which do you like
and
better?
Of course,
NPR.
It was so funny. It's so funny because the only call that got on the show was like some guy, and he was like, "This is NPR. I don't even know why you're talking about UFOs. I hate this." And he like hung up the phone. And then the host of the show was like, "Well, it's pretty funny that we only got one call because we usually get like 300 calls when we talk about Taylor Swift. So that's not just UFOs aren't that bad."
Oh my God, that's amazing. Well, this is a place where you're going to get 5,000 calls all being like, "We love John Tenney."
Yeah, we've got we've got people with crushes on you, John, in the Discord.
Yeah, we have Tenney heads in the Discord. So,
love 10 heads.
10 heads.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'm sure we will be talking to you soon. We appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime. Have fun.
Bye.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
I feel like John's my best friend.
Yeah, he's like, he gets us.
I know.
You know?
I know. I feel like I'm just
gets
like,
me.
Like I could go to Michigan and just be like, John, I'm like down the street. And you'd be like, okay, let's go get pancakes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If we ever do a show, we should have John on our show. Like he should be like just part of it.
He could be like our Bosley or whatever.
Yes.
Like Charlie's Angel.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, web crawlers, I've got another case.
Yeah. Like 100%.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, anyways, if you have any, if you've ever seen a UFO, if you have any information about UFOs, if you have any thoughts about this Galactic Federation or if you've ever been probed, please send us an email or pop off in the Discord. We would really appreciate it. Because we're going to get to the bottom of this. We fuck Tom DeLonge. We are the new authorities on UFOs.
Yeah.
Anyways, I am Allie Blue Book Siegel.
I am Melissa, ufologist in training, Stetton.
And I'm Maria Ezekiel Blasucci.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.